Banging on a trash can, strumming on a street light.
Fuck work camp.
Alright, welcome to episode 6 of the WP Candy WordPress podcast, the official podcast of WPCandy.com. Got a full room. I want us to go around, do introductions. I'm Ryan Immel.
I'm Justin Vella.
Eric Lash.
Ray Ray Angel.
Justin Rao.
And Ray and Justin join us from Guild Press. You guys want to maybe pitch what you guys are?
You can do that.
I was just getting ready to say, you could totally do it. We let gamers who are in guilds make guild websites. Bam. But, there you go.
That's one way to
play. If you want to know what we do, go watch the WP Candy video interview. Like, I'm going to plug your other stuff there.
Totally.
Yeah, that was your indie series?
Indie interview series.
So there you go. Like, they should probably just go check that out, and they'll know exactly what we do.
Thanks, Ray.
Hey, no problem.
Good deal.
That's good. All
right.
Yeah.
We'll get you that money. Later tonight.
What? We're getting paid?
I don't know if I have much left since the pizza joint.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
You and your expensive tastes.
I do have expensive tastes.
We ate at California Pizza Kitchen tonight.
It was delicious.
It was very expensive.
It was good, but delicious.
It was good pizza.
Yeah.
Very good. Good.
We'll have to go to 800 degrees when we go back.
We'll have to.
Yeah, definitely.
So, at the tail end of day one, WordCamp Detroit 2010, pre-after party.
Yeah,
pretty excited about that.
Yeah, nothing better than a bunch of WordPress people in a bar.
Crazy,
right?
That's where the craziness begins.
It's gonna be insane.
Okay, so you know, honest overall like thoughts about how the day went.
My first WordCamp ever. I thought it started pretty slow. Like I don't know what to expect, but. Mm-hmm. Overall, it was cool. I met a lot of cool people. At the end of the day, I thought the presentations got a lot better. At least the tempo of the whole thing was better.
I mean, I'd say the very tail end of the day, the presentations got really good.
And it dropped off at the end.
Really good.
The last one was terrible.
That last one. What was that guy's name? Ryan? Like,
Ryanimal?
Ryanimal, yeah. I'm with Justin on that, though. Yeah, this is my first... lost my WordCamp virginity today, and
that's the only appropriate way to say it.
Yeah, right? So. Yeah. Well, it works. no, it was a good time. I do believe it started a little slow and picked up as we went along. A lot of interesting people, a lot of interesting topics discussed. The lunch was great.
Lunch was really good.
The lunch was surprisingly delicious.
Yeah,
yes.
It was a hot lunch. It was like, what was it all? There's chicken.
Lasagna?
Yeah.
Anybody have that?
It's like a full catered.
The noodles?
Full catered.
I didn't. All I had was a salad and a breadstick.
I didn't have the chicken.
Did anyone partake of the tiramisu at the end of the table?
I did.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Any good?
How was that?
It was okay.
Yeah.
That might have been
them overreaching.
Yeah, but a little bit.
But otherwise, you know, for those curious about the lunch.
I felt bad for Justin Popovich because he had to follow that lunch and everybody was just done.
Everybody was asleep.
Yeah, like,
he did a really good job.
Food coma.
It was rough for the whole room.
It was rough.
People
start
dropping off.
It's nappy time, but we have to stay.
So wait, this is for all of you. This is the first WordCamp too, Ray and Justin. This is your first one also, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my first WordCamp. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not first conference ever, but
no, definitely WordCamp. Not first.
This
conference.
Is my first conference.
Really? Yeah. That was your first conference?
Yeah, I've never gone to any.
Man.
Wow.
Don't let them treat you like that. It's mine too.
Don't let the man keep
we're
you
not,
down, brother.
Not persecuting
for
the
lack
of
we're not,
conference
we're not,
experience.
Like, we're not
telling you. Find another ride home, asshole.
Okay, yeah, so Ray and Justin, what'd you guys think?
You know, this was my first WordCamp. I think the networking's really what it's about there. Like, you know, you meet some people and stuff. And the first half of the day... I'm gonna sugarcoat it a little bit. I was a little, you know, just thinking back. Like, I actually have to look at a paper here because some of it was, I just sort of had to tune it out. I'm not trying to be a huge douche about it. It's just, it was slow going.
Sure.
And maybe that was some of that was just, you know, going out late the night before and, you know, being
what
angry
are you talking
about having
about?
To get up so early. But the day went on, the presentations just felt like they were higher quality. Like, I, you know, I felt like I was getting more out of the whole experience. But, you know, overall, would I suggest WordCamps? Yeah, I definitely would. It was still really cool.
I have to agree with the early part. It was very, very slow. And that maybe because we were tired, I was a little disappointed. I was really excited when I got there this morning. And then the tempo for the first, what, four were so slow. And it drove me nuts. Because I wanted something upbeat because it was 9 o'clock in the morning. And
I didn't want to, like, get out and be like, hey, let's do some jumping jacks. You know, like.
It didn't pick up until after we had lunch, which is a terrible time for things to pick up.
Right.
But toward the end of the day, things got better. The last three, I thought, were definitely the best with the tempo.
Yeah. Right, so this being the first WordCamp for Detroit, I'd say, what, about 100 people came?
Yeah, sure.
Close. Yeah. I would say for a first, that seems pretty successful.
Yeah, very good. You know, two basically full days of speakers. They do. It is one track, so how much of the, I guess, the slowness of it would you guys say is due to the user-centric focus of the stuff? Now, like Justin and Eric, or Justin Vella and Eric, you guys...
Number one.
Justin one and two. We'll tell you which one's one and two. Like, you guys are definitely more users.
Right.
And then Ray and Justin two, you guys are definitely more developer-centered. I mean, how much do you think that affected how you enjoyed it?
That definitely had a thing to do with me.
Yeah, me as well. I think that's it's the first one, and... Yeah. But yeah, I think if there would have been maybe a developer track that, maybe the first part of the day, I wouldn't have felt so miserable because it was some, you know, more targeted at users, so.
Mm-hmm. The first part definitely was.
You don't have to be so heavy up on it. You're okay.
Yes, I do.
You don't have to swallow the microphone.
I feel like swallowing the mic.
Swan dive onto the mic.
Do it.
Deep throat it.
Well, I mean, just because the second half of the day seemed to get it into more... developer
it was
stuff.
More technical stuff that I think
yeah
right it was easier for me to pay attention to because it was stuff that I it was like a refresher and not like basics
sure
right.
Yeah. Okay, so mine excluded because that just wouldn't be fair. What was the what was the best or if you had to pick one presentation, because all these are going to be recorded at least for day one. Probably going to be putting them up on the site somewhere. And each one of them is at least 20-some minutes long. What's the one that people should watch?
My favorite was probably Justin Popovich's. But right after lunch, I thought it was just... Sorry, Eric was tapping my shoulder.
Everybody, I was really tired, but I thought he did a really good job. Also, Shane, I think, did a good job. But Justin was probably my favorite.
Cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Shane too. It really was a good tempo for his presentation there at the end of the day. Being such a novice with all of this, I was trying to soak everything in, and a lot of times I found myself kind of for lack of a better term, maybe a little lost on some of the terminology and
sure.
the approach and way they were using WordPress. But overall, you know, I got something out of everybody's presentation, everybody's speech. And again, you know, the end of the day, I probably soaked in a little more than I did early. Whether that be it being early morning or just the tempo itself, we can hit that as many times as we want. But
sure.
Yeah.
So. Beat it to death.
Yeah.
You take that. That topic.
By the way, the wrestling you hear in the background is not a script. It's just the schedule because we're lazy and didn't memorize it.
No, it's a script. This is
read your lines.
Stick to the script.
Emil wrote all these for us, so, you know.
Took me all day.
My favorite was Ryan's.
Keep reading.
He's a very handsome
man. My favorite was...
Not enough praise. Not nearly enough praise.
Ryan. He is the greatest. All praise.
No, I'd have to say my favorite was probably Shane. he has a good presentation style. Sure. I think that's important, and I think that gets I think that helps him be memorable to a lot of people.
Right.
Because there were a lot of people who didn't understand a damn thing he was saying.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But like they were still like intrigued.
But he powered through it.
Yeah, but he powered through it. And like people were falling into it. Like I heard a lot of people saying about how good his presentation was. They'd be like, I don't know what he was talking about, but you know, it's a great presentation.
His sense of humor worked.
Yeah, yeah, like, definitely.
That dry humor, I guess, probably works for all five of us.
What he was talking about.
For presentation style, it was definitely Shane.
Yeah.
Content, I would have to say Ross, except for the, you know, the one of the jokes was one that I knew the comedian that did it, so it was kind of turned me off for a little while.
Was it Carlos Mencia?
No.
Because he doesn't do anything original.
It was the Pop-Tart joke. It's a Brian Regan joke.
Brian Regan. He was on last night.
Yeah. That tossed me off because it was, you know, I knew the joke. That's inappropriate.
But just can't fight the urge anymore.
Presentation style definitely was shit.
Cool.
How about you?
Yeah, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
You can't use yourself either.
Master.
Yeah. I think I probably... I was focused all day on also, like, analyzing everybody's slides. Like, it happens every time. It's like, okay, are my slides going to be cooler than this guy's? My slides are definitely cooler than his. I thought Ross's slides for the WordPress horsepower presentation were awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, my slides suck.
I like the Riley slide.
Yeah, my dog's cool.
He's
a gremlin.
What was the presentation that the Anthony used? Like, what was that software he was using?
He was using Prezi, wasn't he?
That was the first time I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I've seen Prezi before. It's a really cool...
It's like a free alternative to PowerPoint, right?
Well, it's not really free for commercial use.
Well, it had like the logo in the bottom left.
Right, yeah, you can use it that way if you're willing to throw up the logo. But yeah, it's like a cool, like, you can zoom in and... It's just a really cool tool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty sweet.
It's really cool. I highly suggest people check it out. I've used it for all of my, you know, conference presentations. Like, I really like it.
That was a neat program, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, though, Ryan.
No, I enjoy it. No, keep it up.
I thought that it said there on line 14 you were supposed to interrupt him there.
Yeah, you're right. Stick to the script.
Stick to the basics.
Okay.
That was a... movie reference. Sorry, guys.
It's all right.
I missed it entirely. Was it a Seagal movie?
Unfortunately not.
Completely at a loss then. What could they do better aside from obviously more people coming? Like, so there's definitely, you know, it's only day one, so a lot, you know, there's a lot of room for other stuff. I actually haven't even looked at what tomorrow's presentations are going to be. I got it up here.
I had being the first one, and again, I don't know how these are typically set up. I would have liked maybe a little more space, even with just 100 people, maybe.
I see.
A little more elbow room there, but I think...
We were really close together.
Yeah. And I don't know how they typically go, but maybe some... and again, they said today, which will be exciting, that tomorrow we might get some how-to.
A little
demonstration. I thought some of that would have been interesting, maybe on the break time.
Yeah.
Go out and see how this is actually...
I think if it's Todd List doing it, he was the second presenter, the theme guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he's the one, because it seems like he and Anthony is sort of tag teaming the whole conference, like kind of running it. And he was tweeting earlier that he was working on a multi-site demonstration. So,
cool.
We'll see.
Yeah. I thought that'd be neat, you know, that... And more so, not on the development side, but for Justin and I, just coming into it and being beginners.
This is a web zone,
right? And this is how you use it. But, I guess those would be my recommend. It looks like, is that good?
No, that's golden.
Give me a Twix.
I think definitely having a developer track would be a good way to go. Even when you don't have a whole lot of people, and if only like 20 of those people are going to go to the developer track, I feel like that's probably a good way to go. Mm-hmm. And this was their first one, and I think they did a good job, and I'm sure they're going to hear some of this constructive feedback and work from there.
Yeah. Props to Anthony.
Yeah, definitely props to them. I mean, I've organized events before, so I know how hard it can be.
I've organized events before.
Ooh, you know what?
It's so tough. Deal.
You know what? Screw your podcast. I'm out.
He's walking out.
I'm out. I'm out.
Stop hitting me.
He's still sticks on the way.
Yeah, I'm going to give some tweaks.
I think the developer track would be a lot more entertaining. Mm-hmm. Because we did pay for this.
Sure.
And we didn't pay attention to half of it.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel like we should at least get half of our money back for today.
Ouch.
Wow. I'm kidding.
That's rough.
No, but it's, I don't know. I know there were a lot of users there, and probably the majority of the people were users.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I just think that it's unfair for the developers to have to sit through that.
Yeah.
When they're obviously above that level.
Okay, so if we were in a similar situation, I mean, I think we were joking last week about doing a WordCamp where we're from. And just how much we wouldn't want to organize it.
But, right, yeah.
So let's say, so we know the similar sort of situation. There's going to be 100 people coming and maybe 20, 30% of those are developers. Mm-hmm. Like, is it worth kind of having like a second room for like an unconference kind of thing? Like, you know, sort of letting them, maybe one or two kind of controlled sessions, but maybe just sort of letting it kind of free form? Yeah. Is that better than doing one track?
Like, I mean, just set up like a Google Calendar and let people just go up there and say, you know, I want to do something for 20 minutes and...
Yeah.
You know, or even cool. a hackathon or something, just see what, you know, those guys can come up
just
with.
Just kind of let them put it together.
Yeah, just like turn them loose and then maybe, you know, at the end of the second day or whatever, see what they developed or just something kind of like hands-on, fun sort of thing.
Be real cool.
Because these things for the developers are really just networking. Because you're not really going to learn anything that you can't.
It's tough to, yeah.
That you either don't know already is... something you're not going to use.
Right. I still enjoyed it, though. I mean, like...
Right.
Just the fact that, like, we're bringing people into the community who may hear some of these things and not understand it, and or maybe they'll go do some research on it. I mean, that benefits us all. For all we know, one of those people who are like, what is the Google? Like, that person could go on and create, like, the greatest WordPress plugin ever. Like, we don't know.
It's true.
It's possible.
I try to keep positive, see?
That's pretty damn positive.
It is, especially when they ask you if Google is going to steal your website.
Oh, no.
They're going
to
shut down the site.
Hey, you know what? At least they're not listening.
Yeah, we know that they're not listening to this podcast. Or any podcast.
We hope.
Oh, we're going to get shut down.
Yeah, this has gone on far long enough.
One thing I guess I always find surprising, no matter what... the atmosphere, I guess, in like college or even big events like this, when people will ask questions, but not really to ask the question. Like, they just kind of want to talk for a little bit. And
yeah.
Like, that caught me off guard because I didn't expect anything to be like that.
Right, yeah.
In something like this situation. But.
Yeah, kind of saying, let me add on to that.
People like hearing themselves talk.
Right.
Sure.
This isn't your presentation.
Probably happen anywhere.
It will happen anywhere.
It happens in every situation you're in, but
right.
I don't know. I was surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I can't not say something about that first presentation.
Right, yeah.
Like, I feel like he deserves to be called out.
You're being called out.
You know what? I'll call him out if nobody else wants
to.
Like, I'll be that
douchebag.
I feel
like Eric and I can't call him out.
Yeah,
because
you guys barely grasped
what was going on. Like,
you don't know what was entirely wrong.
I was like, yeah, that's
that.
Good. I like this. And then you guys are like, oh, man.
I tell you everything.
I am not above
that.
Calling somebody out and getting flamed for it. Like, this could be one of the most incendiary things ever said on your podcast. I will say that right now. So if you want me to not say it, just go ahead and tell me.
We're just gonna throw in a bleep.
You might want to just like
seconds.
Bleep out the next 20 seconds. But no, I mean, I don't want to get like WP Candy.
No, flamed.
But this is really how I feel about it. Like,
there are no rules on this podcast.
Right,
we've already made so many inappropriate jokes in the four podcasts we've done.
It's true.
Kidding me?
It's true.
We have no standards here. What do you think this operation is?
No, in all seriousness, I am going to call out Brad on this because I think it is wildly inappropriate to come to a WordCamp and basically get up there and tell people to, you know, spam the internet. You're what's wrong with the internet, really.
Right.
And to, you know, talk about all this non-GPL stuff at a WordCamp where, you know, it's against the spirit of what WordCamp truly is. I know there are people who are going to say, who gives a crap about, you know, the GPL-like argument?
Right.
And, you know, there will be people on the other side who are like, oh, that's really serious. But the rules are the rules for WordCamps, and, you know, it's not a secret.
Right.
So,
well, and
I'm really being nice about this. I'll say that now.
It's true.
I could go. Like, I was not happy today.
Well, I mean, it's worth pointing out that it's a criticism on the presenter and
yes.
not on right. the word camp.
Because absolutely.
We were talking about this a little bit earlier. You can't control what people are going to do and say. And, right. and
you absolutely.
Know,
I mean,
you have, you know, the presenter sort of has the floor.
Mm-hmm. The presenters really have the power there. I mean,
yeah.
you know, they can go up there. You know, they may, as an organizer, you may hear one thing somewhere, but by the time you ask them to come to your event, they may sure. have completely changed it, and who knows, they may get up there and just, like, hard sell your entire crowd for 30
so,
minutes.
Okay, so give us some hard examples of what you're talking about.
As far as his presentation today?
Yeah, as far as...
It's almost hard because I got so pissed off, I just stopped listening to him.
I can okay. get a few. All
right. Well, I mean, yeah, for you know, as a for instance of what maybe is not good at these conferences.
It may have just been the phrasing that made it sound very, very wrong to me, but I don't use it the way he said it. Shit content. Just throw it out there. But, I mean,
right.
it's got to be quality content, not just taking a database as his example.
Right, yeah.
And just spewing it out on several domains and calling it new content. It's not new content.
Right, that's one of
it's
those
just reiterating
things.
Stuff that's already out there.
Right.
Tell me if this does not piss you off when you're on the internet and you Google something and you get a page and it's just like crap content, and then you go to like the second or third result and it's the same damn page
yeah.
with a different header,
yeah.
a little different design, but it's the same stuff by the same people. And that's what he's telling people to do.
Maybe
I misunderstood him.
It came across as very like get success quick and easy.
Yeah.
Which is all, like, anytime you hear that, it's false. It's not
it
true.
Is.
Well, I mean,
it doesn't happen.
If you look at where he's coming from, it does make sense that he's thinking that way.
Right.
Because he used to be in the porn industry.
Right. He used to run porn websites. Well, that makes sense. Because
where you do get it quick.
Right. Porn is porn. I don't care who's in it.
It said it.
Porn is
I
porn.
Think we gotta, that's the opening.
What?
Where you do quick.
Oh,
God.
That's what I mean about no standards here. There's no quality control in this. No take two.
But,
well, I honestly thought he was joking at the beginning when he said that.
I was hoping he was.
Because
I didn't want to see
it
go that way.
It was almost the perfect pitch for a joke, where he's like,
right.
Well, it was 10 years ago, you know, I got started, and then I found out there was probably more money doing porn websites than there was in doing client stuff with small businesses. So, of course, I got into porn, and, like, there were a good number of people laughing.
Yeah,
like, I wasn't the only one.
Well, yeah.
Maybe I was the only one. I heard people laughing.
No, I was laughing.
I was like, where
are
you going?
And then he kind of kept...
Yeah. Don't porn.
He's like, yeah, no, so anyway, in the porn industry.
That was
it's
like oh,
yeah.
What? You serious?
Oh, okay.
No, and I'm not saying he doesn't have, like, a terrible presentation style, though.
No, no.
Like,
oh, no,
he definitely
no,
knows
he really
how to work
him.
The
yeah.
crowd,
uh-huh.
and it's just, I just don't feel that his advice to the crowd is good.
Right.
Right.
Well, especially
you know.
To new people, like, I guess... after that presentation, Eric and I were talking about databases. Like, we were like, oh, maybe that could help some of our sites that we haven't established
right,
yet.
Right, he talked about buying databases
yeah.
and
yeah,
using
right.
them. Like, buying databases, I think his example was of recipes.
Right. And then using robots.
Yeah,
to,
using
to
an autoblog, like, thing. Or mm-hmm. posting it ahead of time. Or
and maybe it's not... I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but maybe it's just not the right venue to say it in when people that are new to this whole community
right.
might just mm-hmm. take that advice and run with it without really...
I could see that in like a one of those get-rich, sort of fast,
right.
sort of conference meeting, hard sell things.
Well,
yeah.
I could see a way of tailoring it to work. Like, if you did have a website where you put up your recipes like you're a chef.
Well, I mean, database.
And then you could database that yourself and then use that to auto-post your recipes.
Theme Finder is nothing but a database.
Right.
Right.
I mean, there's
you
nothing
know,
wrong with
coupled
it. It's just
along
how
with
you
something
want to use it.
Really yeah. created.
Right, but Theme Finder's also not going out and, like, creating 500 other Theme Finder sites where every time I type in, at least you guys aren't yet.
It's not today.
Not today.
It's not that next week.
But, I mean, you know, I type
the
in...
The affiliate links were shady. Just you wait. See what I learned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and then I thought it was a little like, I thought it for especially for the new people.
Right.
I thought his offering 500 themes for download was just
which
bad
also
taste.
Just keeps like changing. Like you go to his sales page, which it's a sales page.
Right.
You know, he asks you to subscribe to something or other. He says 500 themes, but then, like, as you're going to subscribe to it, it's like 120 themes. And then he's got his fake testimonials on there that were on there, like, the moment it launched.
Right. Well, I mean, even aside from all that, assuming it was just you got there was a link, and you hit download, and you downloaded all these themes.
Right.
You know, okay, either A, they're all GPO, which odds are they're not. I mean, maybe they are. But let's assume, right, you know, for the sake of argument, that they are entirely all GPL themes. Like, that's just a douchey thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, these are paid, you know, he's labeled free themes that, you know, my company has licensed to, so here you go. Like, that's not cool. That's a lot, I mean,
how would you, you know, if you were, like, Woo Themes or somebody, and you found out, like, because it is GPL, so...
Right.
You know...
Yeah, I mean, technically, you can distribute it.
You can, technically.
The GPL, obviously, it's not... But that doesn't mean you don't come across, you know,
it doesn't mean go be
by doing it.
Don't go be an open-source douchebag.
Right.
And that I mean...
Quote.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
That's excelente.
It's a Ray Angel quote.
No! That's him ripping off my quote. Are you kidding
really?
Me?
Really? When did you say that?
He dude, never check it. The site. I'll show you.
Uh-oh.
There's a whole editorial.
Do you think
there.
I read your site?
Yeah, we would have to read it first.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Interviews coming down.
Oh. It's like you won't be finding out about Gil Press.
Not anymore. No, this was easily a year and a half ago.
Oh,
like all the GPL stuff started coming down. I just sort of editorial was like, you know, yes, you can do that. Yes, it's technically legal. It's within your ability, your right,
but
whatever.
Don't do it.
But it makes you a douchebag.
It
like,
does.
Oh,
it does. And that's, yeah. You know, whenever he initially said, oh, I'm going to give you all these themes, like, everyone was like, oh, yeah, sweet. I was like, what's those themes entail?
Right. It's probably something fishy about it.
Justin and I were pretty excited. Free themes.
We're going to go upload this all to Guild Press.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
No, but not to, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, not to entirely harp on him the whole time. I mean, that was just the only one that I think left a bad taste.
Yeah. Oh, right, definitely.
Like other ones, sure, just weren't for us, okay?
Well, I mean, there were a few things that, from the developer standpoint, some of the advice, it wasn't really the advice that they gave that was borderline shady. It was the fact that they didn't tell people not to do it. I mean, they would bring something up, like with messing with meta tags, but they didn't tell people not to mess with them.
Oh.
You know, and that... That bothered me a little bit.
You mean, like, steal your competitor's tags? Like, that's been happening for a long time, though.
Right, but, I mean, it's just shady and not
just,
cool. And then, but they brought it up, but didn't tell people not to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Eh. See, I guess I'm a little indifferent about that part. I don't know. And, I do want to say, you know, I don't want Brad to, like, come down from Canada and, like, slit my throat.
He will.
So I do want to say, like, his presentation style was good, though.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I enjoyed that, too.
There was just a few of the things that he was saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, that's the thing. It was a great presentation. I'm just not sure that exactly what was said was right for
a
WordCamp.
I agree.
Right. I mean, if it was for developers, like, he was talking to developers,
right,
I could see it being a little bit different, but with all those users in there, it's...
Right.
It's pushing the line of what's okay for them to do.
And this isn't entirely, you know, out of line, I guess, to question these things, because WordCamps are notorious for being sort of strict as far as, you know, how and what can go on there. I mean, they're pretty tightly controlled from that. I mean, not directly.
Not directly.
But indirectly, yes.
The unspoken rules, we do know.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and I think that those are there for a reason. I think that they're there for a good reason.
Well, you know,
it's to make sure
control.
Somebody it's to make sure somebody doesn't come in and hard sell your group for 30 minutes on, you know, something that's totally inappropriate or you know, something along those lines. So yeah, but I totally agree with you, like you know.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. But yeah, like we said, you know, and it's worth repeating. There's nothing you can do about what a presenter's going to say.
Right.
It's nothing.
You don't know.
It's not a black mark at all against WordCamp Detroit.
No.
Right. It's just, you know, it's not a black mark against a WordCamp until that person comes back again.
They're re-invited.
Right. Yeah, with the same kind of presentation, and it's like, okay, what's really going on?
Right.
So
I agree.
And then that presentation at the end of the day was just total crap.
What presentation? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I think I blacked out.
You were asleep during that, Justin.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Seriously, though, Ryan, you did an awesome job.
In the front talking.
Everybody loved it.
Yeah, Ryan did do a good job.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
I think you know you did good whenever there are questions.
Yeah.
That's the way I've always felt about it.
I was just happy that I didn't finish with people, you know, fully asleep.
That's me. I think it's just questions being a good sign that it was good.
Well, no,
they were very specific questions.
Yeah,
right.
Like, yeah. You could tell people did pay attention.
Right.
Yeah. And for the people who did leave, we did take photographic images of you. We
will follow them to the parking lot and took license plates.
Just forewarned. We're coming to your house.
Nice.
We're climbing in your windows and smashing your people up. Had your kids, had your wife,
had your kids, had your wife. That's okay for us to like grab and like throw in there, right?
It is.
Yeah, totally should.
Yeah, we should.
That's gold.
That's all I make.
Huh? Oh, stop. All right. So
what? You were really reaching for that one.
So like 12 hours. The presentation is tomorrow. What looks interesting? Wait, which one of the, do we know, they said one of them's not happening. Do we know which one it is?
No, they didn't say.
We have no idea.
There's going to be an impromptu, like, demonstration tomorrow for something. I'm not sure exactly what.
I don't know.
But it's taking the place of one of them, so.
I can pick the one that I don't want to happen.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Why do they always have to start
with
the negative?
Well, let me go first with the positive.
let's start on the user side and work around the table.
After meeting John Pratt today, he is an awesome dude. He sat with us today. I'd really like to see his presentation. After talking to him, he sounds like he really knows what he's talking about.
Definitely.
And so that should be a very good presentation.
Even though he got tired and left before my presentation.
He walked out.
I'm going to wait. At the very beginning of his, I'm going to stand up, yawn, and leave. I have to.
He was so tired today.
I just can't make it.
No, John's a cool dude.
Can't make it through 2 o'clock.
Oh, no, I like John, too. I'm excited to see what he has.
I like John more.
No, I like John the most.
I will hurt you.
He's my friend.
Is the presenter that's not going to be able to make it?
I have no idea.
We're not sure. Talking about that.
It's probably going to be the one we all want to see.
Right.
John's not coming.
I'm excited about that, though, to see some actual how-to and someone get up there and you know, give live examples. I think that'll be neat, and I'll probably take a lot away from that, more so than...
Sure.
Then the speeches themselves. So yeah.
What about you guys?
The Hex one at the end, John's, is one that I'm kind of looking forward to.
Cool.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I didn't even realize that was John's presentation, and that was already the one I was going to say is my favorite. And that was before I actually met John and knew how cool he was, because I thought, WordPress theme hacks, nearly anyone can do. I mean, even if you're an advanced user, you may still pick something up there. Like, somebody may have something creative. Like, hey, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about that one.
Cool.
And also, I think you nailed it at the beginning of this podcast, and you said, like, the point of these things is the community and meeting new people.
Yeah.
Like, that's
exactly
right
it.
There. We met John, found out he's an awesome dude and knows what the hell he's talking about, and so now we'll watch his presentation tomorrow. So that's, we could take one positive thing away from day one. We made a friend.
We got a free t-shirt.
We did.
Yeah,
pretty
cool
t-shirt. I got my WordPress sticker on my netbook as well.
And about 18 pencils.
And all those pins that I stole on the way.
My pencil's already sharpened, so
and
I don't know
chair.
What happened with that.
And a table.
And a glass.
Yeah. And a projector. What else?
We stole the little kid.
And Anthony. We kidnapped Anthony.
Yeah. Quiet, Anthony. Anthony.
I don't know if that turned out well.
It sounded like you had a mild stroke.
In other words, yes, it turned out very well.
Just fine.
So, anything else we're talking about? Day one? Pre-day two?
Oh, good first experience.
Or do we want to get to this after party?
I want to add in for next year, if anybody from there listens, try to cut the networking breaks a little bit shorter, or at least spread them out more.
Uh-huh.
20 minutes every 40 minutes makes the day very, very long.
Hmm.
That's a good point.
I mean, we were there for 7 hours today.
Yeah.
Right. Or even maybe shorter presentations, but still spread out the breaks.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just...
I'm excited because tomorrow gets over by like 2 o'clock.
It's true. It's going to be a quick one.
Ray, it looks like you have something to say.
Say it.
Say it, Ray.
I just don't want to dig my holes any deeper tonight. Although
really are deep enough.
I don't think you said anything like...
Yeah, I don't think so either. I've really restrained myself. Actually, I have a lot of positive things to say about today. You know, I did like it. I will definitely go to more WordCamps.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to hit the next one that's not 15 hours away.
From right, do we know where the next WordCamp is going to be?
There are a couple... Albuquerque. There are a couple, actually. There are a couple, like, halfway close ones. Like, not extremely close, but not too bad. I think Louisville's yet this year.
No, I would go to that. That's not too far.
Actually, I think that might be December, January. I think... I may be wrong, but I know one of them coming up is being pitched as, like, the 30-hour day. Like, they're doing one long day.
That is awesome. Yeah. I'm about events like that.
So that could be interesting, just because it's
a brand new. I don't know about that. I would like to do that.
Yeah. As long as it's okay, Justin, because at least half of it are going to be breaks. So you'll be fine.
You'll be all right.
Can I make
shirts with pockets maybe next time?
Shirts with pockets.
Shirts with pockets.
Yes. Oh, like a chest pocket? Like a
chest pocket for pencils. Like
a nipple pocket.
Pencil, you know, moving pocket protectors.
Pocket protectors, yeah. Things like that. I know that's an odd request. Just to,
yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Kind of dig shirts with pockets. Leave it at that.
Okay. Well, duly noted.
Someone just cut my mic off. All right, sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's been off this whole time. There's no signal coming to yours.
There's just awkward pauses. And then that's laughing. All
right, cool. Okay. Yeah, guildpresshq, right? .com?
Guildpress, yes. H or guild.co. Or if guild.com. You don't like to type as many letters.
You guys are launching much. Really soon, right?
Yes. Yes.
Sometime before never?
No, actually... We wanted to launch
yesterday,
but then we realized we're going to Detroit. And
see,
it might
that's
not
why
be
you guys
idea.
Are so bitter about this event.
Yeah,
yeah.
You prevented us from launching, and our competition beat us to it.
Son of a bitch.
Except our shadow work when it launches.
Oh, burn snap.
Oh.
Nobody knows what.
Nope.
It is anyway.
We don't want to tell them either.
Yeah,
that would be terrible.
Keep it down. Besides, they're going to be on the podcast tomorrow, so. Awkward. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's get this thing posted and get out of here.
We should get some outro music.
Follow Sir Lash. Follow Sir Lash.
Yeah,
follow Sir Lash.
It doesn't work just repeating it. You got to give him some reason to.
Just do it.
Just do it.
They are. They're solid. They're solid tweets. He knows what he's doing. Sir Lash on Twitter.
He told me today that he enjoys Twittering. Yeah. What was it you said?
I send a Twitter.
I like tooting.
Exactly.
I like tooting to his web zone. All right, we're done.
Check it.
So we'll probably do, maybe we'll try to do one soon again, because tomorrow will be something. So
cool.
All right. Bye.
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 Bye. Where are you going, Ryan?
Flight of Fury, Attack Force, Shadow Men, Mercenary, Black Dawn, Today You Die, Submerged, Into the Sun, Out of Reach, Clementine, Belly of the Beast, Out for a Kill, The Foreigner, Half Past Death,
Belly of the
Tinker,
Beast was with DMX,
Exit
too.
Wounds,
Exit
Patriot,
Wounds.
Fire Down Below, The Glimmer Man, Executive Decision, Under Siege 2, Dark Territory, On Deadly Ground,
yeah.
Under Siege, Out for Justice, Marked for Death, Hard to Kill, Above the Law. That's just the ones... That's just his movies. That's not including his titles. He also produced 36 movies and wrote 11.
What's the one where he, like, pretends to die and then goes to jail?
Screw WordPress.
Yeah.
Got a new topic.
Is the podcast, like, recording?
Oh, we have been. Had your kids, had your wife, had your kids, had your wife.